At least 7 people are killed in anti-government rallies across Egypt as the country undertakes its first voting since the army's ouster of former President Mohamed Morsi in July. You're watching amateur footage now of when a protester was shot by security forces in Sahag in southern Egypt. Over a dozen others have also been injured in several cities. There are also clashes in front of an interior ministry building in Alexandria. Meanwhile, security forces have stormed the campus of the Al-Mansura University in the city with armored vehicles and used live ammunition and gas canisters against protesting students. This is the first day of a 2-day national vote on the country's new constitution, drafted by the army-backed interim government. Under the draft text, the formation of religious political parties is banned. Critics say the new charter only favors the army. If approved, it will replace the current constitution, which was passed under Morsi. A coalition led by his Muslim Brotherhood movement has boycotted the referendum. Let's get more now from Mohammed Chalabi, a correspondent with us live from Cairo. Mohammed, you are standing, I think, just in front of a polling station. Tell us about the turnout that we've been seeing today. Has it been low? Has it been high? And also the amount of force that's been used against the protesters.
Yes, Homa, very difficult to judge the voter turnout at the moment. We're standing here at the Tawfiqiyya polling station in the Cairo suburb of Shubra. We've been here for 9 hours and still 3 hours to go before polls close and ballots close. And the first of the two-day process here, the referendum, is, of course, the first step of the army-imposed roadmap that accompanied the overthrow of the Muslim Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi from the presidency last July. Again, if we only judge by the polling station where we are, then we could say that the turnout is lower than in the previous 5 polls where Egyptians voted for the 2012 constitution and in parliamentary and presidential elections, because we were here last year in the in the second round of the presidential election. So at least compared to that, you know, with a bare eye look, the voter turnout is smaller. Now, remember, the Egypt expat vote was only 15%, so compared to 42 for the 2012 constitution. And if that's a thermometer, then we could expect that no record numbers will be achieved as far as voter turnout is considered. And we also have a polling station right ahead of us, and the we can't see long queues that we used to say before. But again, it's very hard to judge because you have thousands of polling stations across the country, and you have you know, the rival camps, Homa, reporting very different stories. You have the anti-coup alliance saying that the turnout is very low and it's similar to the expat vote, and you know, by the end of the process, you only have 5 or 7 million voting, with the bulk voting from Egypt's minority Christians. But you also have the government and the military-backed media channels reporting very high turnout. So it's very difficult to judge. But I assume that, you know, a medium turnout will be the safest thing to say at the moment. As far as the violence is concerned, yes, we have seen violence early in the day, especially in Upper Egypt and Suhaag and Beni Suef, and also in Giza, south of Cairo. Maybe the most of the protests, the anti-coup protests, the protests against the holding of this referendum, which is deemed by the Muslim Brotherhood and its allies as illegitimate, did not take place in front of polling stations, or else we might have seen a deadlier response and a bigger toll of casualties for the day. But we do have an already a toll of 5, at least 5 killed here, as the protests are continuing across much of Egypt's streets and earlier in the day across universities against the holding of this referendum. A very polarized atmosphere, Homa. We earlier in the day saw the defense minister, General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, voting in, supervising the process and the security preparations in a polling station in Heliopolis. We We also saw several of the top names in the army that is participating with 160,000 personnel, along with 200,000+ personnel from the Interior Ministry. In this process, we saw key figures supervising the process, and amid very tight security, unprecedented security measures, especially when it came to Sisi. And we know that he recently hinted that he might run for presidential elections, and some observers said that this came because he wanted to see a record turnout in this referendum, because he does have a lot of supporters, while at the same time he does have many opponents who accuse him of you know, being guilty for the blood that has been spilled in Egypt following the ouster of Morsi. Finally, Homa, perhaps something very ironic that happened here is that Hamdine Sabahi, the leader of the Nasserite leftist party, that a former presidential candidate who was who showed very big in the 2012 elections, finishing third, was not able to cast his vote because he didn't find his name in the Mohandisin polling station where he was supposed to vote, and he found his name, according to his popular stream movement, he found his name in the Egyptian expats that were supposed to vote in Saudi Arabia. It's a very amazing story for this man who has been one of the biggest sponsors of the draft constitution, and one of the biggest anti brotherhood figures, but a man who has also announced that he's ready to run for presidential elections even if Sisi does also run for it. So a very tense atmosphere, a very polarized atmosphere, and we'll be monitoring the situation here closely, Homa, for you to try and get a lead on the turnout, which is the key story in this referendum.